Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. On the phone right now, I've got a man that's going to make me a little bit more intelligent by the end of this conversation. This is Neil McClements. Morning, Neil.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you, my friend, on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Now, I know it's hemochromatosis week, is that right?
That's right. Yes, World Hemochromatosis Week.
See, I know a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit. Now, can you explain to me exactly what hemochromatosis is?
Yeah, so hemochromatosis is a genetic condition that affects people, and it's remarkably common in the UK, but it's rarely diagnosed. And for those people who have the condition, many of them will go on to develop something called iron overload. An iron overload is a situation where you've got too much iron in your body.
All right.
So you can think of it as being like the exact opposite of anemia, which most people are familiar with. Not enough iron is anemia, but genetic hemochromatosis can lead to iron overload. And that's really bad news if it develops.
So what are the symptoms if you're unfortunate enough to get this?
Well, the symptoms can be quite diverse, which is one of the reasons why it's difficult to diagnose. Commonly, people with genetic hemochromatosis, when they get iron, really, really tired all the time. And also for a lot of people, they develop problems with their joints, and particularly in the first two fingers of each hand.
Oh, really?
So you end up with a form of arthritis and pain in your joints, but particularly in the hands. And of course, for some people, if the iron overload is quite severe, it can affect their heart. And it can also affect their liver. So you can end up with a situation where you've got heart palpitations or perhaps a bit of tenderness on the right-hand side of the tummy where the liver sits.
So how do you actually, is it something that you catch in time or is it an age thing or?
Well, it's genetic. So for those of us who are affected, and I have the condition, we're born with it. For most of us, we don't really notice until perhaps we reach our 40s or maybe our 50s. And over a period of time, the amount of iron in our body builds up. And that's when it starts to cause illness and it causes ill health. So it's something that takes a long time to develop, but it's something that people are born with.
Oh, wow. So does that mean you've actually got it from your father, or is it just a genetic abnormality in one in every 1,000 people?
Yeah, so it's inherited. It runs in families.
Ah,
so
right.
You need to have a mother and a father who have the genetic mutation. And they themselves may not be affected by genetic hemochromatosis itself. They may be carriers for the condition. But if mum and dad are both carriers, there's a 1 in 2 chance that the children will develop the condition. So it really passes down through families, and that's how it's inherited.
So is there any cure for this, or what can you do to relieve the symptoms?
There isn't any cure because it's fundamentally a genetic condition, but the treatment for it is very effective and it's remarkably simple. And the treatment is basically lots of blood donation. So for people who have the condition, when they're normally diagnosed, they might have iron levels that are 3 or 4, or maybe 5 times higher than normal. And that's when ill health and things like liver cancer can develop. So the way that they're treated is that they give blood very regularly, to begin with, as often as once a week. And the NHS will take a unit of blood off the person. And the way that that works is basically it causes the body to realize that it's lost a unit of blood. So it goes off to make another unit. And in doing that, it actually needs iron. So it pulls the iron out of the liver and out of the soft tissues to make another unit of blood. And then the following week, the person goes into hospital and they remove another unit. And so the process repeats. So it's remarkably simple treatment, but it's something that if you don't know you've been diagnosed, if you don't know you have it, you can end up in a situation where you develop symptoms and ill health, which cannot be reversed. So the key thing is really around getting diagnosis early so you can get the treatment started. And for most people who have the treatment, if they start the treatment early enough, there aren't any long-term health impacts.
Now, I did look up a little bit on the internet about this, and I see one of the symptoms is tiredness. But not having enough iron in your blood makes you tired anyway. So how would you draw the line as to this may be a problem, although I may need to eat more greens?
Yeah, exactly. So this is a real problem, particularly for young women who may be feeling tired and they go to their GP and their GP says, well, you're a young woman. You're probably tired because you don't have enough iron. Here are some iron tablets.
Yeah.
And that actually makes the condition worse because if you add more iron onto an iron overloaded person, it just creates more chronic fatigue. And you do occasionally come across people who perhaps have been prescribed several rounds of iron tablets in the hope that that will actually make them feel better, but actually makes them feel worse and does lead on to some of the more serious complications. So really the only way of actually diagnosing this thing is actually to do a genetic test. And the genetic test can be requested from a GP or our charity, Hemochromatosis UK. We provide genetic tests to people, and you can actually get 100% accurate response from that test. So you know for sure, or your GP knows for sure, whether you have the condition. And then once you know whether you do or you don't, if you do, as I say, the treatment can be quite straightforward.
Now, we know it's hemochromatosis week. I'm going to get this wrong before the end of this conversation. We know it's hemochromatosis week. What does that actually mean? Are you just drawing a line under it and just trying to put it into people's minds that they may have or may not have this?
Yeah, so what we're doing, we're actually one of many different patient organisations and charities around the world. So this condition is not peculiar to England or Essex. There's people in Norway and Denmark, in North America, all over the world who have this condition. As an inherited condition, if you have hemochromatosis and your partner has hemochromatosis, then that will have a bearing on the children as well. So it's really important for families, if they have hemochromatosis in the family, to get all of their first degree relatives checked for the condition, because otherwise it can spread through generations and people don't realise that they've got the condition until perhaps it's too late and they've developed serious ill health. So really, World Hemochromatosis Week for us is about raising awareness with the general public, but it's also involved in actually trying to bring together our amazing NHS clinicians to share best practice and to talk about ways of which they can improve treatment for people with the condition.
Now, if anybody's listening right now and they want to look up more about this, have you got a website that we can look at or a telephone number?
Yeah, so anyone who's concerned or wants to learn a little bit more about this, we've got a website. You may or may not be able to spell hemochromatosis, but our website is also available at ironoverload.org.uk. So that's ironoverload.org.uk. And if you go there, there's lots of information and advice about symptoms, about how to get your family tested if you're concerned about that, and also loads of information about how you can support people that you may know. You may have friends or colleagues with the condition, and they need a bit of support from time to time. So there's information on our website about how to help people as well.
You look as healthy as anything, to be honest with you. You don't look like you're really suffering too much, to be honest. You've probably obviously got a handle on this and you're handling it well.
Yeah, I think, you know, for those people who get diagnosed, often the diagnosis is the really scary thing. And the treatment, once it gets going, is often very effective for people. So really the key thing is to get diagnosed. So if people want to go to ironoverload.org.uk to have a look at the website about all the information, the symptoms, you can have a look at that and figure out whether you want to go and talk to your GP more about the condition.
Brilliant. Neil, thank you very much for coming on this morning.
It's been a pleasure, Mike.